And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
I'm Cindy Menzel, and this is this week's Feature of the Week. This week's topic is tsunamis. Tsunamis, yes, we've had a tsunami warning not too long ago. And to find out what's going on since Tsunami Awareness Week starting here March 24th, we've got the Director of the Department of Emergency Management for San Mateo County. Good to meet you, and please introduce yourself and tell us about yourself.
Hi, Cindy. Hello, Coastsiders. I'm Shruti Thapotkar, the Director of Emergency Management at San Mateo County.
And how long have you had that position, and where did you come from?
I've had this position for about a year and a half, and I come from health in San Mateo County. I was the emergency manager for health.
Perfect. Thank you so much. So we are having Tsunami Awareness Week coming up, March 24. We've got some websites we'll talk about. But first of all, we just had recently the tsunami warning. There was some confusion and some good things happened from that. We learned a lot. First of all, let's talk a little bit about how do we prepare for a tsunami? What's the best advice from the county and from your office on preparing for a tsunami?
So the best advice I can give to your listeners is that you should know your zone today. And you can do that by going to the California website, make a plan. If there is a tsunami, where are you going to go? And you almost don't need to go too much further inland. You need to basically go to higher ground, and you need to know what that is for your location specifically. Sometimes it's as easy as crossing a road or going three houses up the street. So have that plan in place. And the most important thing is to stay informed. Sign up for emergency alerts through smcalert.info, and that's how you can get some emergency alerts.
That's perfect. Now, the zones, one of the things I did not know about, and we'll be talking about that, but there are a variety of zones here on the coast side, and they are figuring that a tsunami going up and down would be 5 to 8 feet difference in the various tidals and waves. And one of the things I heard about was people should walk, don't drive. But walk, and you're right, it could be as close as just to where the senior co-siders are, correct? You could be, you don't have to really go that far inland to be safe from a tsunami, yes?
Yes. So some people may need a car, of course.
Right.
Really caution by saying it is specific to your area, so where you are. You know, conservation.ca.gov has those maps, the tsunami maps, that you can actually go to and get your zone now. There are not very many zones. It's in our coastline. It's pretty simple. It's get to higher ground. And I recommend that you do that before a tsunami occurs for both your workplace, where you live, if you frequent a restaurant very often, let's say you go and have coffee every morning at a bakery, you know that area and know where you can get to higher ground.
Right. And I have to tell you, there's a park. Some of the parks, I've actually seen these signs that says tsunami zone. There are not very many of them, but it's really a good thing to know. So some of the websites that we're talking about for the being prepared includes the smcalert.info and the smcgov.org/DEM. Of course, that's for the Department of Emergency Management. We're coming up on Tsunami Awareness Week. What should we know about Tsunami Awareness Week?
Tsunami Awareness Week, we have created a whole week of events. There are things that we're going to share with the public. For example, we're going to put out our SMC tsunami maps that people can just search their address, and it's a lot. It basically makes it very clear, yes or no, you're in a tsunami zone or not. And there's a campaign around that. We at San Mateo County Emergency Management Department will be also participating in a statewide exercise, tsunami exercise, to basically learn more and get ourselves ready for tsunamis. We've also ordered tsunami signs from the state, so more signage. When the order comes in, we will be putting those up as well. And lastly, and most importantly, we are actually revamping our alert and warning messages. They align with the feedback that we got from the many town halls that were held on the coast side by Supervisor Mueller.
That's great. Now, the exercises that are coming up, what is going to be involved in that? Will we be seeing people doing something on the coast side as part of that exercise that we should maybe be aware of?
No, this is not a public-facing exercise. This is really for the first responders and emergency agencies.
Okay.
To better be able to coordinate, and really, we had learnings from the tsunami scenario that happened in December, and so this is an exercise to cement those learnings and actually put in protocols to improve our processes. And one of those processes is going to be updating our tsunami playbook.
Right. That's great. And so you mentioned on the 24th here with Tsunami Awareness Week starting on the 24th, a dashboard, a tsunami dashboard for coastsiders. And that's where we're going to be able to see the maps of the zones and that type of thing, yes?
Correct. So the dashboard basically has the map. It also has if you are in the location, if you're not in the location, and then it specifically says what you should or should not do. So it's very clear to people ahead of time, if you put in your address, what is an expected action for you all to take if there is a tsunami.
Right. And I have to admit, and you're probably going to roll your eyes at this, and that's probably okay, but I've heard people say, well, we're never going to get a tsunami. What are the chances we get a tsunami? It's, you know, we're up on the bluffs. It's never going to really impact us. So what are the chances that we'd have a tsunami, and what can you tell us about that?
We can't predict the chances of a tsunami. Natural disasters, we cannot predict these. And so we need to be prepared. And preparedness is very simple. It's know where you're going to go. And that's it. You don't want to be caught off guard. And it's easy to say, I think it's a psychological protection mechanism. It's easy to say that it's not going to happen here or it's not going to happen at all. But that is not the mindset that we take here at emergency management.
Right. And that's good to know. And it seems to me, I'm from the Midwest, so when something happens, you know, what happens with the schools and such. So your plan also obviously includes the schools. And it sounds like if the schools are in session, would schools be necessarily evacuated, or are schools actually in a zone so that people might go to a school?
Yeah, so we have been working with schools directly in those areas and educating. They are responsible for creating their own plans based on where they are. And our department has been working very closely with the schools and also doing things like assemblies in the last couple of months.
That's excellent. So there are obviously other emergencies. We have earthquakes and such, and your department is dealing with a lot of those. And maybe you can come back sometime and we can talk about being prepared for those other emergencies. But in the meantime, thank you very much for your time and for being here. And I will remind you that the Tsunami Awareness Week is starting March 24th. You can get a lot of great information about being prepared for the tsunami at smcalert.info or at the smcgov.org/DEM. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it. Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you very much. And for this week's Feature of the Week, I'm Cindy Menzel.
Our thanks to KHUB contributor Cindy Menzel for our Feature Story of the Week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.